Welcome to Conrad's Corner. This is Julie Moore filling in for Conrad. Today I'm going to read a poem by local poet Mary Jo White. The poem is called Migration. Daybreak in pajamas in the driveway. I'm clutching the morning's bad news and watching the starlings, a disc of blackbirds preparing for the journey to come, wheeling in tight formation against an August dawn, with not a single small body jostled out of the morning sky. Later, I see scatters of sparrows practicing takeoffs and landings, rising and falling like breath from the radio tower guy's wires. Shading my eyes, I rise up onto tiptoe in the sere grass, and for a moment it seems possible I too might fly. September arrives with feeders to be cleaned and 20-pound sacks of sunflower seeds to stack in the garage. The yard empties of songbirds, thrushes, tanagers, orioles, vireos, already on their way. October takes the raptors, my whistling red-tailed hawk, gone. Raspy-voiced geese honk, goodbye, goodbye. And early one morning, the tall birch across the street, slender girl undressing, sheds her leaves in a molten pile at her feet. I fill the feeders and set them out, spread peanut butter onto suet, provisioning the hungry and foolhardy few who stay behind to wait for what we know is coming. Migration by Mary Jo White. Thanks for listening.